We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, a little NFL chatter for you here on this beautiful Thursday. What did Baker Mayfield say? You said is stay in his lane. What do you do now?
It's not surprising that a guy that is distracted. I think this goes. It goes to say is how do you want your quarterback to act? He's struggling with understanding and staying in your lane and just focusing on football. He's spending a lot of time going from shaving to bad dress to saying I don't deserve handlebars. His comment yesterday, he's getting ready for a big game versus Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He spent time complaining that the fans at the Cleveland Stadium, which is, what is Cleveland Stadium's name? I don't know. Cleveland Stadium.
The toilet bowl.
He said the dog pound and the rest of the crowd was too loud when they were on offense. They need to be quiet and get loud when they're on defense and be quiet.
I don't mind that because
are you serious right now?
Fans bother me.
Are you serious?
No one can cheer. Yeah, I don't. That is. I mean,
do you really think your starting quarterback should be complaining in the Browns in the city of Cleveland that your fans are too loud?
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't care.
You don't find that an issue that your quarterback is complaining about being too loud?
Like I haven't heard it, but it doesn't sound like it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, just a helpful reminder when we're on offense, please. Please don't.
I feel like we've seen quarterbacks before just come out and say, hey, we love the noise we're on defense, but we need fans to keep it down.
I've never heard a quarterback with any sort of credibility sit there and complain about noise in my life that has any credibility of being a good quarterback.
Well, I don't know.
Especially in Cleveland.
I mean, that is something that I will look into, and I'll see if anybody with credibility has said, but...
Well, credibility means you're successful when you make it to the NFL. I'm talking about one of the best. Do you really think Brett Favre is out there saying, you know what, Green Bay and the rest of the Packer fans?
Nobody's accusing Baker Mayfield of being one of the best.
Well, no, we're talking about NFL quarterbacks. We're talking about guys who are supposed to lead your franchise, faces of your franchise.
Right.
That'd be like Russell Wilson saying, you know what, 12s, shut up when we're on offense. Would you ever hear Tom Brady say, shut up when we're on offense?
Well, no. Did Baker Mayfield say, shut up?
That's what he just essentially said, be quiet. Well, said, you guys need to be quiet.
I mean, saying shut up and saying, you know, hey, don't be as loud when we're on offense. Those are two different things. But
that it doesn't go over well. It doesn't look good.
It doesn't go over well because he has so many other things right now that are kind of burying Baker Mayfield.
Well, can't we not agree that he put this on himself and should have had a really good season and it struggled because it's tough. It's not making Odell Beckham happy. And so they got a chance tonight to prove versus a Pittsburgh Steelers team with no Ben Roethlisberger. That's a tough name to say sometimes. They're a good defense. Pittsburgh's a very good defense.
Oh, yeah, they are. Especially Minka Fitzpatrick, the addition to him in that secondary, they are damn good.
I not only foresee the Browns just falling apart even more the rest of the season, because I think they have winnable games the rest of the year, but this is one of those turning point games because you get in a short week, you have a win, you're feeling pretty decent about beating a Buffalo team. Now you got a division game. You don't win this football game, somebody's going to get fired.
Well, as they probably should.
Should they? Yet again?
I mean, it is Cleveland. Again, a dysfunctional franchise doing dysfunctional things. The Baker Mayfield, you probably need to sit that play out, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that he did.
Guy was getting in his own way so many times.
I don't know.
He should get a mentor and tell him to shut up.
Yeah. I'm looking at his quote now. He said...
You probably don't need a mentor to tell you to shut up. We could just do that.
But he's not listening. That's the problem. Is he not listening?
No, oh, Buck will send this to him.
He's not listening. Yeah, he doesn't
care. We say shut up.
Yeah, just focus on football, man.
He was asked because he said it was really loud then when they were on offense, and he was asked if it was because of the Bills fans that traveled to Cleveland, he said, no, it wasn't that. It was just the fact that when we're on offense, we needed to be quiet. It might have ruffled some feathers. Once again, that's okay. But when we're on offense on a critical down, we need to be able to have silence in our home stadium.
That is ridiculous.
It's got to be an advantage for us.
Hold on.
And then when we get the ball, it's got to be really loud. It's just basic football.
What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the pin drop?
But isn't that what smart fan bases do, though? I mean, smart fan bases, when your offense has the ball, you stay quiet. When the defense is on, you get loud. Like, Peyton Manning trained the Colts fans to do that. I mean, it was...
Please tell me how you're going to silence 60,000-plus people on offense. Are they screaming murder?
Your quarterback asks you nicely like, not to
Doesn't Russell
make
Wilson
noise.
Do it every week when he flaps his arms and goes like this to get the
I don't know. I've been to a Seahawks game.
No, he's pretending to be a Seahawk, I think.
I've been to a couple Seahawks games. It's pretty loud on offense. Certainly, it's a lot louder on defense. No question. But he's essentially saying it needs to be quiet. Quiet?
Yeah, he's got poor wording in a lot. In everything that Baker Mayfield steps into,
he steps in his own pile.
Like, it's... His wording might need to be a little bit better, and he wouldn't be at the center of a lot of
easily just could have said, we love the intensity of you as fans, and we're super excited. Keep giving it to him on defense. We'll produce on offense. He could have easily said, yeah, it's nice. It's a great – we have a great advantage of our fans. He didn't have to say anything about being quiet. Didn't need to.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't see it as big of a deal as you do, but – I mean, different strokes for different folks. And I think what happens with Baker, too, is everything gets amplified with him because he is so polarizing.
Right.
And he has actually said some controversial things and done some things that you're sitting there like, whoa.
It sure would be nice if Baker just went out and just earned it being the number one pick. And I hope he does. I hope the rest of the season they go on a run, because that way we could stop hearing about how bad Baker Mayfield is and he can actually go play.
And one thing I do appreciate out of him, though, is that when he's asked a question, he'll answer it. You know, I know that milk toast is the way that a lot of people want their quarterbacks, because you look at the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson.
You think that's milk toast?
They don't give you anything, really. And when they answer a question, it's very political in the way that they answer. But I like Aaron Rodgers and Baker Mayfield, that they're not afraid just to give you an honest response to it. And I think that that can be refreshing.
Okay.
You know,
I don't.
The term that you have coined, quarterbackial.
Yeah.
It is very quarterbackial to give you that dull answer and not being bulletin board material for opposing teams or your own fan base in this case.
I don't know if I give it a dull answer. I give it a smart, calculated, intelligent answer, because it takes away and stops putting the limelight on you and actually puts it on the team. That is called intelligence, and that's smart, because smart players don't distract and make it all about themselves. They actually find ways to make it about the team. Just like Bill Belichick, as much as we want to say it's dull, it's actually extremely calculated and intelligent. Bill Belichick is funny as heck.
Well, no, I know.
He is self-deprecating. He is extremely, and so is Tom Brady. All those guys have great personalities.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
They're just not dumb enough to succumb to the idiocy of being baited by media. And because they've understood that and they understand it. The stuff with Russell Wilson, he's just truly genuine.
Right.
Like that. I think that he honestly doesn't know how to be negative.
Right. But at least with the Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers, they give you their personality. It's who they actually are, instead of like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who hide it. And we don't know a lot of what we actually get to see who they are. And that's just it's refreshing to see, because that's what fans kind of want, is they want to hear who these people actually are.
Some do, some don't. Some like to criticize. As soon as I give you a chunk of my personality and give you a look behind the curtain,
well, that's
you
why
criticize
it.
You criticize it. You criticize it. You make fun of it. Wah, wah, wah. We all tell you. But then when you back off, thing is you're going to be who you are. Smart guys don't let you in. They don't.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't let you in. I don't want to hear about
I'm not going to call Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers dumb, but
I really don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers and his family issues and whether he thinks the receivers suck and all this stuff. That doesn't do anything for it. It actually loses credibility in the locker room.
Well, he doesn't talk about his family. His family talks about him. He does talk about his receivers, though, and the whole relax
thing. But those conversations happen as players all the time within the meeting rooms.
Relax.
Some of that stuff, I don't think it needs to be aired. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It never helps when fans get involved in what you think.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.